come today representing Birmingham in general, and more specifically, some 200 business and professional, religious, labor leaders who assembled the day after the bombing to discuss the implication and to discuss the seriousness and the whole crisis that we face there in Birmingham. And we come to you today because we feel that the Birmingham situation is so serious that it threatens not only the life and stability of Birmingham and Alabama, but of our whole nation. The image of our nation is involved, and the destiny of our nation is involved. We feel that Birmingham has reached a state of civil disorder. Now the real problem that we face is this. The Negro community is about to reach a breaking point. That is a great deal of frustration, despair, and confusion in the community. And there is this feeling of being alone and not being protected. If you walk the street, you are unsafe. Stay at home, you're unsafe, that's a danger of law. If you're in church now, it isn't safe. So that the Negro feels that everywhere he goes, if he remains stationary, he's in danger of some physical violence. And I am convinced that if something isn't that to give the Negro a new sense of hope and a sense of protection, there is a danger that we will face in that community the worst race riot we've ever seen in this country. I think it's just at that point. I don't think it will happen if we can do something to save the situation. But I do think, and I bought the sentiment of evening as well as those that we met with the other day, that something dramatic must be done at this time to give the Negro in Birmingham and Alabama a new sense of hope and a sense of protection.
Now, it's tough for the Negro community, and what the Negro community is trying to do is a very important effort, which has implications all over the country. And I know that this bombing is particularly difficult, but if you look at any of this, any of these struggles over a period across the world, it's a very dangerous effort. So everybody just has to keep their nerve. The Negroes begin to respond, shoot at White, and lose, and then Wallace has lost. I got a southern senator who got the civil rights today. But I hear from him that Wallace has made a bad mistake. Now, if you get Wallace is in a bad position, and because you gentlemen, the community, have conducted yourselves the way you have, it's with you. But of course, when the police starts going for guns, they'll shoot some innocent people, and they'll be white, and then that will just wipe away all this support that can build up. And as you know from the beginning, you can't get anything. I can't do very much. Congress can't do very much unless we keep the support of white community throughout the country as a country. Once that goes, then we're pretty much really down to a racial struggle. So that I think we just got to tell the Negro community.